The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the Divergent Files podcast. Air traffic control logs the time, 1:21 a.m. Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, a Boeing 777 carrying 239 passengers, is somewhere over the South China Sea. The weather is clear, the flight is normal, and then the aircraft vanishes. No warning, no distress call. 1 second, it's there, and the next, it's gone. Minutes turn to hours. The plane doesn't land in Beijing. No one can reach the pilots. Families are waiting at the airport, watching arrival boards that never update. By morning, officials confirm the unthinkable. Flight 370 is missing. Then the calls started. A father waiting at the airport dialed his son's number over and over, refusing to believe the silence. A mother in Beijing called her daughter's phone dozens of times, only to hear it ring. Not voicemail, not dead, ringing. For days after the disappearance, family members reported the same thing. Their loved one's phone still rang when called. No one picked up, no one answered, but the signal was there, until suddenly it wasn't. What does that mean? No one knows. But for those families, it wasn't just the loss that haunted them. It was the idea that for a brief time, someone or something still had those phones. And that's when the world realized this wasn't just a missing plane. This was a mystery that defied everything we knew about aviation, technology, and reality itself. But what happens next only deepens the mystery. Because this isn't just a missing plane. It's a ghost flight that kept moving. A search that spiraled into the most expensive investigation in aviation history. And a case so unsolvable, some believe we may never be allowed to know the full truth. March 8, 2014. A Boeing 777, one of the safest aircraft ever designed, vanishes. No explosion, no distress call, no debris. Gone. And here's where things get impossible. For 6 more hours, the plane keeps flying, unseen, unheard, moving like a ghost across the sky. And then, silence. No wreckage is found. No bodies. No answers. A modern airliner carrying 239 people disappears into thin air. This shouldn't be possible. Yet, the world watched as search teams scoured the planet, satellites traced impossible paths, and governments scrambled to explain what should have been unexplainable. And then came the theories. Was it hijacked? Was it a cover-up? Was something far stranger at play? But here's the part that no one wants to talk about. This isn't just about a missing plane. This is a story about the cracks in reality itself. Because flight MH370 didn't just disappear, it was erased. A Boeing 777 sits on the tarmac of Kuala Lumpur International Airport, bathed in artificial light. The engines hum, passengers settle into their seats, and the routine checklists are completed in the cockpit. This is Malaysia Airlines flight MH370, a standard red-eye service bound for Beijing. Nothing about this departure is unusual, not yet. The pilot in command is Captain Zahari Ahmad Shah, a seasoned pilot with over 18,000 flight hours to his name. His first officer, Farik Abdul Hamid, is younger, only 27 years old, but in the early stages of a promising career. They exchange standard communications with air traffic control, confirming their ascent to cruising altitude. For the passengers, it's just another night in the sky. Some sleep, some read, some stare out at the endless black void beyond their windows. None of them know that they are minutes away from becoming part of one of the greatest unsolved mysteries of the modern era. At 1:19 a.m., the final words are transmitted from the cockpit as the aircraft prepares to enter Vietnamese airspace. The air traffic controller in Kuala Lumpur signs off.
Malaysian 370, contact Ho Chi Minh 120.9, good night.
A brief pause, then the captain responds.
Good night, Malaysian 370.
It is the last confirmed communication from flight MH370. Minutes later, something happens. The aircraft veers off course, not slightly, not due to turbulence, but a deliberate, calculated turn. The transponder, which broadcasts the plane's position, shuts off. The aircraft vanishes from civilian radar. In the span of less than 2 minutes, a massive Boeing 777, one of the most sophisticated commercial jets in the world, becomes a ghost in the sky. From this moment forward, every single piece of evidence is a contradiction. Air traffic controllers scramble to reestablish contact. Radio calls go unanswered. Ground radar searches for a signal, but the plane is gone. And yet, the aircraft is still flying. Military radar, designed to detect threats, not commercial flights, picks up on an object moving erratically across the Malaysian peninsula. It turns west, then northwest, then south. Each movement appears to be intentional, as if following a carefully premeditated path. The problem? No one knows who's in control. For the next 6 hours, flight MH370 continues its silent, haunting journey through the sky. It ignores calls, fails to respond to emergency signals, and shows no sign of distress or malfunction. And then, without warning, it simply ceases to exist. No wreckage, no emergency beacon, no distress calls. A giant commercial airliner, one of the safest and most technologically advanced aircrafts ever built, has just disappeared, leaving behind nothing but an ever-growing abyss of questions. And here's where it gets even weirder. Every official explanation contradicts itself. The more you investigate this case, the less it makes sense. Because this wasn't a simple accident. This wasn't a case of bad weather or mechanical failure. Something happened on that flight. And whoever was responsible, they knew exactly what they were doing. The moment flight MH370 vanishes from civilian radar, a global manhunt begins. But the deeper investigators dig, the more impossible this case becomes. At first, officials focus on the South China Sea, the last known position before all contact was lost. Emergency response teams are deployed, scanning the waters. Every available radar feed is reviewed. Pilots are instructed to report any unusual sightings, and yet, nothing. No debris, no wreckage, not even an oil slick. It's as if the plane never existed. Then, just as confusion turns to panic, the military officials released something chilling. While civilian radar lost track of MH370 almost immediately, Malaysia's military radar, it didn't. For nearly an hour after disappearing, the aircraft was still in the air, flying a completely different route. Instead of continuing toward Beijing, it made a sharp turn west, crossed back over Malaysia, then veered toward the Andaman Sea. It passed over military installations, changed altitude erratically, and then, without a word, it vanished from military radar too. The only thing more shocking than the flight path, the fact that no one stopped it. That's what makes it so bizarre. This is a Boeing 777, one of the most advanced commercial jets in the world. It's not some tiny private plane that just slipped under radar. The fact that no immediate military response was triggered, that's a problem. Officials now scramble to recalculate. The search area, originally centered in the South China Sea, is nowhere near where the plane was actually heading. And then comes another twist. Satellite data. Like most modern aircraft, MH370 was equipped with a SATCOM terminal, allowing it to communicate with a satellite network even when out of radar range. After the plane vanished, the terminal briefly shut off, and then turned back on. For the next 6 hours, MH370 continued to send automated pings to the satellite confirming it was still operational, but providing no location data. At 8:19 a.m., long after it should have reached Beijing, one final satellite signal is received. Then, nothing. No distress call, no emergency beacon, no sign of an impact. Just a plane that flew for hours past its destination before ceasing to exist. And here's the kicker. By using the time delay in those satellite signals, analysts could estimate the aircraft's possible location at each ping. What they found was shocking. MH370 was nowhere near where anyone had been searching. Instead, it was following a path deep into the southern Indian Ocean, one of the most remote, uncharted places on Earth. Which raises the question, who was flying this plane? And why were they taking it somewhere no one would ever find it? Either way, here's what we now know for sure. Flight MH370 didn't crash immediately after losing contact. Someone or something was guiding it. The only question is, toward what? The disappearance of Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 triggered the most expensive and exhaustive search effort in aviation history. But despite years of scanning the ocean, analyzing satellite data, and deploying some of the most advanced technology in the world, nothing. Not a single confirmed sighting. No distress signals. No black box. No bodies. Just gone. The initial search began where MH370 was last seen on radar over the South China Sea. But as the days dragged on, it became clear that no wreckage was there. Instead, the focus shifted west toward the Andaman Sea, the Strait of Malacca, and beyond. Then the Malaysian military dropped a bombshell. While civilian air traffic control lost track of MH370, military radar recorded something different. The plane had suddenly turned west, cutting across Malaysia, skimming the northern tip of Indonesia, before vanishing into the Indian Ocean. This wasn't a plane crashing. This was a plane deliberately changing course. That revelation alone changed everything. Because if this was a catastrophic failure, why did it keep flying for nearly 7 hours? Why didn't anyone call for help? And why did the Malaysian military sit on this information for days before revealing it? After military radar lost track of MH370 near the Andaman Sea, investigators turned to satellite data, a last-ditch effort to locate the missing plane. And here's where things got stranger, the mysterious satellite handshake. All modern airliners, including the 777 Boeing, are equipped with a SATCOM terminal, a satellite communication system that transmits maintenance data, messages, and status updates. Before MH370 disappeared from radar, the SATCOM system suddenly cut out. It was dead. And then 3 minutes later, something happened. The SATCOM system reconnected. The only way the SATCOM system should have shut down is if it lost power or was turned off manually. So why did it suddenly come back? After that, the plane stopped transmitting messages, but it still sent 7 automated signals exchanged between the aircraft and the Inmarsat satellite, orbiting 22,000 miles above the Indian Ocean. These pings didn't contain GPS coordinates, but they did reveal something critical. The plane was still flying for at least 6 more hours. Using the timing of these signals, investigators calculated 7 possible locations along a trajectory stretching from Central Asia to the deep southern Indian Ocean. The final ping came at 8:19 a.m. local time, nearly 7 hours after takeoff. And then, nothing. MH370 had reached the end of its journey, but where? Because even though they had a probable impact zone, the search team still came up empty-handed. With no distress calls, no wreckage, and only satellite data suggesting the plane went down in the Indian Ocean, an international team launched what would later become the largest and most expensive deep-sea search in history. The Australian government took charge of the operation, deploying ships, aircraft, and underwater drones to scan the ocean floor. More than 46,332 square miles of seabed were mapped and searched, an area nearly half the size of the United Kingdom. Autonomous submarines and sonar-equipped vessels spent months combing the depths, and still nothing. And it gets worse, because if the official data was right, they should have found something. But they didn't, which means either the plane didn't crash where they think it did, or something is missing from the official record. That's when a new piece of evidence surfaced, literally. After more than a year of dead ends, the first tangible evidence finally washed ashore. On July 29, 2015, a 2-meter-long wing fragment called a flaperon was discovered on the shores of Reunion Island, a small French territory in the western Indian Ocean. Tests confirmed it belonged to MH370, and just like that, the theory shifted again. If the plane crashed in the Indian Ocean, why wasn't more debris found sooner? Why did it take 16 months for even a single piece to appear? And why were so many other potential debris sightings dismissed or ignored? In the years that followed, more debris turned up on beaches across Africa and the Indian Ocean. Pieces of the wing, an engine cowling, and even parts of the cabin interior were found. But something was missing. The black boxes, the cockpit, the fuselage, the passengers. Every major plane crash in history has left an identifiable wreckage field. MH370? Nothing. It was as if the ocean had swallowed it whole. And that's why, to this day, people don't just believe this was a disappearance. They believe it was a cover-up. Every missing plane has passengers. Every case has names. But Flight MH370? It wasn't just a list of travelers. It was a collection of stories, connections, and unanswered questions. There were 227 passengers and 12 crew members on board. People from 14 different countries, all bound for Beijing. Business professionals, families, tourists. But as investigators combed through the manifest, some names stood out more than others. 2 passengers in particular raised immediate alarms. When their passports were checked, something was off. They were stolen. Not misplaced, not expired, stolen. In the wake of 9/11, that kind of red flag doesn't just get overlooked. The 2 men carrying them, young Iranians seeking asylum, were investigated as potential hijackers. But according to authorities, they weren't linked to any terrorist organizations. They weren't carrying weapons. And in the end, they were dismissed. But here's the problem. If these men weren't a threat, why were they on board with stolen passports? And more importantly, how did they get through security? Then there was the flight engineer. One of the passengers was an experienced aviation engineer, someone with deep technical knowledge of aircraft systems. He wasn't a pilot. He wasn't crew. He was just there. A man with the skills to interfere with an aircraft mid-flight on the most inexplicable disappearing plane in modern history. And yet, no major red flags were raised. Then there was the cargo. Every flight has a manifest, a list of everything in the cargo hold. Most of it was routine. But buried in the records? A shipment of lithium-ion batteries. Doesn't sound like much, right? But if you know aviation disasters, you know this is a major problem. UPS Flight 6 in 2010. A fire caused by lithium-ion batteries took down a 747. Asiana Airlines Flight 991 in 2011. Another fire, another aircraft lost to burning batteries. Swiss Air Flight 111 in 1998. Electrical failure led to a fire in the cockpit, knocking out crucial systems. So was Flight 370 another fire in the cargo hold disaster? Here's where it gets strange. A fire like that would have taken down the plane quickly. There wouldn't have been time for intentional turns, silent hours of flying, or satellite reconnections. So either the fire theory is wrong, or something even more bizarre happened on board. But the biggest name of all wasn't in the cabin. It was in the cockpit. Captain Zahari Ahmad Shah, a 53-year-old veteran pilot with 18,000 flight hours. Respected, experienced, passionate about aviation. A man who had spent 3 decades in the skies. And yet, within days of the disappearance, he wasn't just a victim, he was a suspect. Because what they found in his home raised more questions than answers.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Captain Zahari Ahmad Shah wasn't just a pilot. He was a senior captain, a flight instructor, and one of Malaysia Airlines' most experienced pilots. He had flown for over 30 years and logged more than 18,000 flight hours. By all accounts, he was a model professional. So why did investigators turn their attention to him so quickly? Days after the disappearance, authorities searched his home. What they found was disturbing, a personal flight simulator. Not unusual for a pilot, but when forensic experts dug through his hard drive, they found the deleted flight path, a path eerily similar to MH370's final trajectory, a long route over the Indian Ocean, ending in the middle of nowhere. The same scenario that investigators later determined was most likely what happened to the real flight MH370. Coincidence or premeditation? But at the same time, pilots run all kinds of simulations. It's not like he labeled it Flight 370 disaster prep. And if this was really a test run, why keep the files at all? At first, the Malaysian government downplayed the discovery. They insisted the simulation data proved nothing. That the flight path was incomplete and possibly from separate sessions. But leaked classified documents revealed something else. It wasn't just a theory. The deleted route was real. And it wasn't the only red flag. Last transmission irregularity also caused some eyebrows to raise. Sahari's final transmission? Good night, Malaysian 370. It was missing a crucial phrase. Normally, pilots repeat their assigned frequency. Zahari did it earlier in the flight, but not on this final call. No distress call. If the plane was in trouble, why no emergency signal? Even with an electrical fire, there are backup systems. Even with depressurization, there are seconds to react. But there was nothing. Then the silent cockpit. When the SATCOM system came back online 3 minutes after disappearing from radar, someone had to have manually restored power. That means someone in the cockpit was still in control. And then there's the biggest mystery of all. Why did Zahari's plane take a final turn over his hometown? As Flight 370 veered off course, it passed directly over Penang Island, his birthplace. Some investigators believe it was a final goodbye, a symbolic moment before vanishing into the unknown. But here's where the theory gets shaky. No history of depression. Zahari had no documented mental health issues. No financial problems. His spending habits were normal. No signs of struggle. His co-workers, friends, and family described him as calm, professional, and dedicated. And here's something no one can explain. If this was a suicide mission, why fly for 6 more hours? Why not crash immediately? And if it wasn't Zahari, then we're left with an even bigger question. Who the hell else could have taken control? When Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 vanished, 239 people were on board. But this wasn't just any passenger list. Some of them had backgrounds that immediately raised eyebrows. At first, the focus was on 2 men traveling with stolen passports. When authorities discovered this, it set off immediate alarm bells. Could this have been hijacking? But within days, investigators ruled them out. They were identified as asylum seekers looking for a way to Europe. No links to terrorist organizations, no history of violent extremism. That left the question, if this was deliberate, who had the means and the motive? A deeper look at the passenger list reveals something far more intriguing. Among those on board were employees of Freescale Semiconductor, a tech company that specializes in advanced microchips, radar technology, and electronic warfare systems. Let's stop there for a second. Freescale Semiconductor's work isn't just everyday electronics. Their expertise covers everything from classified military applications to next-generation stealth technology. Some of the company's research is believed to be tied to highly advanced defense systems, radar jamming capabilities, and even cyber warfare. The fact that 20 of their top engineers were on board is more than just a coincidence. It's a smoking gun. These weren't just low-level employees either. Some were experts in electronic warfare, the kind of people who would know how to make a Boeing 777 disappear from radar. If you wanted to test how to make a plane vanish, who better to have on board than the people who might actually know how? Then there's another layer to this, the patent theory. Just days after MH370 disappeared, a semiconductor patent was approved that named 4 investors. Those 4 investors were among the missing passengers. With them gone, the remaining patent holder with full control. Freescale Semiconductor's parent company. Now, let's be clear. There's no hard proof that this patent was the reason the plane disappeared. But the timing? Beyond suspicious. Then we have another group of passengers. Chinese intelligence figures. While this hasn't been confirmed by official sources, some reports suggest that certain high-ranking Chinese nationals on board had access to sensitive defense projects. If this is true, it raises an entirely different theory. Was MH370 targeted because of who was on board? It's not just who was on the plane, but what they knew, what they were carrying, and who might have wanted them gone. And that brings us to the next question. If someone wanted this flight to disappear, Who had the power to make that happen? Now that we know who was on board, the next question is who had the power to make them vanish? Because we're not talking about an ordinary crash. This was a full-scale disappearance. Think about it. Planes don't just drop off the map. Even if every system failed, modern aircraft are built with redundancy upon redundancy. If something catastrophic happened, debris would have been found immediately. But in this case, nothing. So let's break the theories down. Scenario 1, a hijacking. A classic theory. Maybe someone on board, a passenger, a crew member, or even an external hijacker, took control of the plane. Problem is, the typical hallmarks of a hijacking weren't there. No distress call. Pilots are trained to squawk a hijack code in seconds. That didn't happen. No demands. If this was a traditional hijacking, where was the ransom? The political statement? The manifesto? Silence. No eyewitness accounts. In nearly all hijackings, at some point, the plane is seen or intercepted. But MH370? Gone without a trace. So unless this was a totally different kind of hijacking, one that involved more than just taking over the plane, we need to look elsewhere. Scenario 2, pilot involvement. The captain Zahari Ahmad Shah is often at the center of this theory. He was an experienced pilot with over 18,000 flight hours. He had a simulated flight path on his home flight simulator that eerily matched the route MH370 took. Some reports claim he had personal struggles before the flight, including rumors of marital problems and political tensions. But here's the issue. No solid evidence has ever tied him to a deliberate act. His mental health history was clean. No radical beliefs. No history of erratic behavior. The flight path on his simulator wasn't conclusive. It contained multiple saved locations, not necessarily a single pre-planned route. If this was premeditated, Zahari was either sloppy or the world's most unfortunate scapegoat. And that leads us to the most explosive theory. Scenario 3, a government or intelligence operation. Let's be blunt. If you wanted to make a commercial jet vanish, completely off the grid, no distress signals, no radar footprint, only a handful of entities on Earth could pull that off. Military radar detected the plane turning west. That suggests a deliberate course change, not a random accident. The plane's transponders were manually turned off. That's not an accident either. Someone inside the cockpit had to do it. Satellite pings show the plane kept flying for 6 more hours. So whatever happened, it wasn't an immediate crash. Then there's the timing. The US and China were locked in a geopolitical chess game at the time. Several intelligence-linked passengers were on board. The plane's last known direction took it toward Diego Garcia, a highly classified US military base in the Indian Ocean. So let's ask the hard question. Some have questioned whether MH370 could have been intercepted. If so, was it because of who was on board, what they were carrying, or what they knew? And if this was a cover-up, who had the most to lose if the world found out? Scenario 4, a test of advanced technology. This one sounds like science fiction until you realize the military has been working on technology that could, theoretically, take control of an aircraft remotely. In 2007, Boeing patented a system for remote autopilot takeover, designed to be used in cases of hijackings. Some suspect that MH370 was taken over remotely, but whether it was by a government, a private entity, or even an unknown technology is the real question. Here's the bottom line. No theory perfectly explains everything, but one thing is clear. This wasn't just a random accident. Someone, somewhere, knows what happened to MH370. And the fact that we're still asking these questions means they don't want us to know. If MH370 crashed, there should be debris, period. A plane doesn't just hit the ocean and vanish. Every major air disaster, Air France 447, Egypt Air 990, TW-8 800, left behind a clear debris field. Wreckage was found within days or weeks. Yet with MH370, nothing surfaced for over a year. The ocean was scoured for 46,332 square miles. And even the most advanced search tech found nothing. That's not just unusual, that's impossible. So let's break down what was actually found and what doesn't add up. On July 29, 2015, almost a year and a half after MH370 vanished, a 2-meter-long metallic object washed up on Reunion Island, near Madagascar. It was a flaperon, part of an aircraft's wing. Experts confirmed it came from a Boeing 777. Serial numbers matched Malaysia Airlines. Barnacle growth patterns suggested it had been in the ocean for months. Sounds definitive, right? Except there's a problem. It was the only piece of wreckage found for over a year. There was no impact damage. A high-speed ocean crash should have shattered the flaperon. It was unusually intact. Compared to similar crash debris, this thing looked pristine. And then, more debris showed up. Once the flaperon was found, 31 additional pieces of suspected wreckage washed up on beaches in Africa and the Indian Ocean. A door panel, a piece of the wing, a seat monitor casing. But here's the issue. Only 3 pieces were definitively linked to MH370. Everything else? Unidentifiable, missing serial numbers, no clear connection to the crash. And some wreckage showed signs of fire damage. That's odd, considering the official narrative never included a fire. It's as almost like someone needed us to find something just enough to confirm the crash, but not enough to prove what actually happened. Investigators used oceanic drift models to explain how debris could end up thousands of miles from the search area. The idea? The plane crashed in the southern Indian Ocean. Currents carried the debris westward. A year later, it washes up in Africa. But here's the problem. No confirmed wreckage was ever found in the main search zone. If large parts of the plane drifted that far, why weren't smaller pieces like seat cushions or luggage found in greater numbers? The exact location of the flaperon's discovery was uncannily close to where models predicted. Almost too perfect. Some investigators outright suggested the flaperon was planted. The lack of major debris raises another theory. What if MH370 didn't just nosedive into the ocean? Some pilots believe the crash was controlled. A deliberate ditching would keep the fuselage intact, reducing floating debris. This would explain why wreckage was found far away from the expected crash zone. But there's a major problem. A controlled ditching would have left an impact signature. Satellites and hydrophones, which are a microphone that records and detects underwater sounds, never detected a crash. If the pilot was trying to land it softly, why? Every commercial aircraft has 2 black boxes. The cockpit voice recorder, CVR. The flight data recorder, FDR. These are built to survive almost anything. They emit a locator beacon for 30 to 40 days. Even after that, they can be found decades later. In 2009, Air France 447 crashed into the Atlantic. The black boxes were recovered 2 years later from 13,000 feet below the surface. MH370? No black boxes. No confirmed wreckage from the fuselage. No major debris field. Nothing about this makes sense, unless someone didn't want us to find it. So where is MH370? The official search covered one of the largest and deepest oceans on Earth. But after years of scouring the seabed, they found nothing. No bodies, no fuselage, no conclusive wreckage. Either the ocean swallowed the evidence whole, the plane didn't crash where they think it did, or the truth is being kept from us. The biggest clue might be what they didn't find. Because if the black boxes major fuselage sections and passenger belongings are still missing after a decade, it means the story we've been told is missing something too. Every major plane crash in history has one thing in common. Radar tracked it until the moment it went down. MH370 disappeared from civilian radar at 1:21 a.m. Military radar picked it up flying west, and then it vanished again. How? How does a Boeing 777, a plane the size of a skyscraper, just disappear twice? The answer? Radar blind spots. And that's where things get weird. Before MH370 dropped off the radar, air traffic control handed it off from Kuala Lumpur to Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam. The last words from the cockpit came at 1:19 a.m. "Good night, Malaysian 370. 1 minute later, the plane disappears from civilian radar. Silence. No distress call, no emergency signal, nothing. Was it manual sabotage? Airliners don't just disappear unless someone wants them to. The plane's transponder, which broadcasts its location, were manually turned off. The ACARS system, which relays real-time aircraft data, stopped transmitting. This wasn't a malfunction. Someone turned everything off on purpose. And here's where it gets worse. For the next 30 minutes, MH370 was a ghost. Then, military radar picked it up. It had turned back over Malaysia. It flew low and fast across the Strait of Malacca. Then it vanished for a second time. Some experts believe it was hiding in the radar shadow of another aircraft. A Singapore Airlines flight SQ-68 was traveling nearby at the same time. If MH370 flew directly beneath it, their radar signatures would merge. This would mask MH370's presence, making it disappear as a single plane. If that's true, it means this wasn't just a random deviation. It was calculated. Could MH370 have landed? One theory suggests the plane never crashed at all. With its transponders off, it was invisible. Could it have landed somewhere remote? There are several airstrips within flying distance of the last radar contact. Diego Garcia, a secret U.S. military base in the Indian Ocean. The Andaman Islands, a sparsely populated region with long runways. Kazakhstan, a wild card theory that suggests it flew north undetected. There's one massive problem with the official story. The U.S. military sees everything. Diego Garcia, a key U.S. military base, is located exactly where MH370 would have flown. The Indian Ocean is one of the most heavily surveilled regions on Earth. Spy satellites, military radar, and classified tracking systems should have detected the plane. Yet, the U.S. has never released any data. Even when families of the passengers begged for satellite images, nothing. Not a single frame. So where did it actually go? We have three possibilities. It crashed exactly where they say it did, but somehow we still can't find the wreckage. It was hijacked and flown somewhere remote, possibly even landed. It was intercepted, mid-flight, and something happened we were never meant to know. Either way, the radar blind spots are real. MH370's entire final hours happened in the dark. And somebody knows why.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
A plane doesn't just disappear. Not in an era where satellites track every movement, where military radar can detect a flock of birds from 100 miles away, and where every modern airliner is built with failsafe after failsafe to ensure that even in the worst case scenario, something is left behind. And yet, MH370 is gone. A Boeing 777 carrying 239 souls vanished into the abyss. 10 years later, we're left with fragments, pieces of debris washing ashore, incomplete radar readings, conflicting data, and a series of explanations that never fully add up. The official story tells us it was a crash, a tragic, unforeseen event that led a modern airliner to run out of fuel over the Indian Ocean. But if that's true, try telling that to the woman who sent a text to her husband at 3 a.m. just to say I love you, and never saw the delivered checkmark appear. Try telling that to the mother who called her son's phone for weeks after the disappearance, only for it to ring and ring and then finally go dead. Try telling that to the families who, even a decade later, still sit in front of their televisions watching every new theory, every new piece of evidence, wondering if this time, someone will finally tell them the truth. But the truth never comes, and maybe it never will. Because MH370 isn't just an unsolved mystery. It's a blueprint for how things disappear in the modern age. A world where entire stories can be rewritten, where data can be deleted, black boxes can remain silent, and wreckage can be found only when it's convenient. And that's exactly why this still haunts us. Because the deeper we look, the more we realize this wasn't just a tragedy. Because if a plane this big, one of the most advanced aircraft ever built, can vanish without a trace, what else have we lost that we were never supposed to find? What other secrets have been erased from history? And the final question, the one that lingers long after the search teams have gone home, after the families have been given no closure, after the world has moved on. If we ever get too close to the truth, would we even know it? I'm Ralph, and this has been Divergent Files. If you want more deep dives, wilder topics, and to help keep this channel alive, join our crew for as little as $3 a month. You'll get behind-the-scenes chaos, early access, and extended episodes, stuff too wild for the main channel. Head over to patreon.com/divergentfiles. The world is strange, the stories even crazier, and we're just here trying to make sense of it all. Thanks for showing up, sticking around, and being part of this wild experiment. Until next time, stay curious, stay kind, and remember, you are truly appreciated.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.